Like many other areas in the CRE body of knowledge, there's another set of terms and definitions that we need to be familiar with. Statistics in itself has its own set of terms and its own language, for example. And as reliability engineers, we often talk about reliability statistics, which has its own terminology. But we also deal with mechanical engineers, electrical engineers, software engineers, project management, marketing, finance, and so on. And each of those has their own set of terms and language. So understanding the basic building blocks of how we describe and work with these different tools will enable us to use them effectively. And so we'll spend just a moment talking about some of the different terminology specific to design of experience. The first one is a factor, and we tend to think of it as an input variable. Let's say we're setting up a piece of equipment, and it has a number of different settings, say different temperature settings. And those knobs that control the temperature setting, we could consider as factors. So it might be the top heating and the bottom heating, or the lighting situation, or the speed of the conveyor belt. Each of those things are things that we can change, and each one of those impacts the performance of that system. And so we would consider those factors. Now, in the design process, it may be the type of material or the vendor or the characteristic of the components or some other consideration for what impacts the final solution that we're trying to design. And so each of those things of which we can change are considered factors. Now, within each factor, we may have different levels. And levels is a term we use across design of experiments. So let's say it's a piece of material, and it may be plastic or a polymer of some sort, or it may have different grades of polymer, say a polyethylene versus a polypropylene or a polystyrene. Now, if we're going to design, an enclosure and we're going to use some polymer for it, we may choose different classes of polymers to experiment with and which one's appropriate for our solution. And so we would have a factor called the polymer or the material, and then we would have two or three levels, for example, the different types of polymers. Now, the same goes for a component in electrical engineering. If I have a capacitor, I may have different types of capacitors, but I probably have a pretty good idea of which style of capacitor I want, whether it's electrolytic or a tantalum capacitor or a multi-layer ceramic capacitor. But we also know that there's some differences between vendors, and so which vendor gives us the best result for this particular design. So we may have two vendors for a capacitor, or we may use two different values of that capacitor. And those would be the levels, the different vendors, for example. So it doesn't always have to be a continuous variable that we're measuring, but it could be discrete. And so different vendors, for example, would be a attribute type of variable. And we would use those as levels in our experiment. Now, very commonly, we set up what are the different factors that affect the performance, and then what's the range over which we want to experiment. And then we set our levels to explore, the high and low values for that particular variable or that factor. Now, what we're interested in, back to the objective of the experiment, is, well, what's the performance? What's the output of whatever it is we're trying to measure? So it might be the quality of the product we're producing, or the stability of a power supply, or it may be the ability to identify a target, for example, or whatever it is that is what we use to judge whether the design is working or the process is operating correctly. So the response is what we measure. We call that a dependent variable, or the output variables, but it's when we set up and run an experiment, it's usually what we're interested in. Now, it may not be the final result. It may be limited to, say, that power supply subsystem, which is then powering some other device that we're not measuring. But if we're focused on the power supply, then measuring current and voltage output may be the appropriate effects or the response that we're looking for. So we've got inputs, the factors, and we set the factors at different levels to explore the range of values or some span of different elements of that factor. And then we take a look at what we're trying to measure, or the effects or the response. Now, one of the things to keep in mind, and we're going to use this term a few times in these lessons, is interaction. And so if I set one factor at a level and we expect a certain response or return on the final measurements we're making. Now, if I change just that single factor to its other level, and then I can measure the resulting response, the change in response. So if I change a dial, say, in my thermostat from 65 to 70 degrees C, I should expect the furnace to change the temperature in the room by 5 degrees C, or 5 degrees. And unfortunately, if I have a window open, or if I have a fireplace running, or have some other variable that also is changing, it may influence or interact with, to no pun intended, but it may actually change the result of the first factor I was most interested in. So if I don't control the humidity or control whether the doors and windows are open, the thermostat may not work as expected. And so the second factor, say whether the windows are open, would influence the ability of the first factor to actually do its job, to show us its results, as if it was running completely independently. And so in some cases, these things interact, and you get a result that's as if there was a combination factor that we call an interaction term. The classic example is temperature and humidity, and the sense of how hot it is, the way our body responds to a dry heat or a moist heat, a humid heat. And so that's kind of a tangible way to think of this interaction. Temperature by itself is one deal, humidity by itself is another one, but the combination of those two things provides us yet another vector of results that takes into account the relationship between temperature and humidity. So main effects is a set of variables that is caused directly by the single factor. So back to that piece of equipment with a bunch of knobs setting different parameters for the equipment, like speed and temperature. If I change those individually and I get measuring results, we would call those main effects. Now, we're assuming that there's no significant interaction term, in fact, impacting those. Now, sometimes the main effects will be diluted some because of interaction elements. But in general, when we change a factor and we see a response, that's the main effect of that factor. And it's what we're talking about there. Another way we think of factors is the ones that are controllable. That's the knob on that setting. We may not be able to control the humidity and the outdoor ambient air, but we are able to control the temperature of the oven. And so some things we can control and some we can't. Now, the uncontrollable ones, now they're just going to be what they are, and we can measure them. And we can take those into account, and in good experimental practice, we typically would write down and make observations about these kinds of uncontrollable factors. And there are ways that we can account for those within the experiments. We typically would use a blocking variable or a noise factor to account for these uncontrollable factors. Now, noise, that's a Taguchi term, and that's really a euphemism for the variability that's imparted because of the uncontrollable factors. So vibration and temperature and humidity and all these other things that impact the performance of our product may not be worth the effort to control them, because in practice, the amount of vibration and temperature variability that our products will see is out of our control, and it's going to be what the customer exposes the product to. So if we're looking at the effects, the main effects of our design to withstand the amount of noise that it's expected to see, then we use this concept of noise. Now, Taguchi talks about a signal-to-noise ratio, which is really the response to the amount of variability that exists. And so that's one way to think of it. So there's plenty more in the world of terms and terminology, and we'll bring up and define those as we go through the rest of the lessons. And there's more in the glossary of terms also. But it's not, DOE isn't all that exotic or different than what we've typically done. It's just a bit more organized. So next we'll take a look at running just a subset of experiments to get a whole raft of information, which is what is the heart of what makes design of experiments so efficient.